to Kufzayin Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Start from the beginning of the Gemara again. Miriktani achovel bohen chayiv, mechlal dish lohen lohu or. From the fact that it says in the Mishnah that if you wound one of these eight shrotzim, that you're chayiv, that means that they have skin. Because they don't have skin, then wounding them is not going to create a chiyuv, because you're not taking manavshach. Either the blood comes out completely, and if you hold it, wounding is because of mefarek, but the flesh and the blood are considered one thing, so there's no mefarek. If you consider it netilas neshama, it's not coming out of the system. It goes right back into the system, so it's not netilas neshama. So whatever the chiyuv is, without skin, there's not going to be a chiyuv. Only if there's skin, then the blood can come out of the system, stay out of the system, then it's either mefarek or it's netilas neshama. So man tana, who's the one who holds that these eight shrotzim have skin? Omer Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This man, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer Shmuel neshrotzim yesh lem oros. These eight shrotzim have oros, and again, it's not a machlokas and metzias what they have, but it's what they have called skin. Does it have that effect or not? We'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss. So Rav Barafuna, Omar Rav, Afilu Teim Rabbanan. No, this doesn't go only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It could even go according to the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri el inyan tuma. The machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Chacham is only legabe tuma, whether the skin of these animals is considered skin legabe tuma, right? Or it's considered basar, right? If it's considered basar, so the halacha is that a sheretz is metamik bekadosha, like a lentil. If it's not considered basar, it's considered skin. Skin is not metame, like that. So there the machlokas is, legabe tuma, is this considered skin, legabe tuma, or is this considered basar? But legabe Shabbos, right, elin yituma. You see, eila hatmeim lachem, lerabo shoroseim kibsorim, right? These are tame, it's an extra pasuk, to tell me that the skin of these shrotzim is considered like their flesh. But that's a special halacha by tuma, that even though it's skin, and it does hold back the blood, but this skin is not considered skin legabi tuma. It's considered basa. And therefore it's metame dechadasha, like a lentil. Aval inyan Shabbos, afilu rabbanan modem. Legabi Shabbos, even the rabbanan are modem, that lemaisa, it has the qualities of skin for Shabbos, that it makes a wound. But it doesn't have the qualities of skin legabi tuma, since it's a special pasuk that tells me that here, even this kind of skin is makabel tuma. That's the difference. So the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the Rabban is only legabi tuma. But legabi Shabbos, lemais, it's skin that it creates a wound. Rashi. Shmol nishrotzim yesh lem oros, who poligad the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues on the Rabbanan, da amri behor v'harotav, in Chulin. This is where the machlokas is. Ho anoka hakoach v'halatov v'achomet. Four of these shrotzim, right, oroseim metamin b'chadosha kipsorin. Those four, right, where the pasuk, the rabbanon hold that pasuk, the pasuk goes back on those four specifically. So you see the pasuk, because we're going to be going through this back and forth. It says like this. The zelachem hatome basheres hashoris aloritz. These are the things that are tame in shrotzim. Hacholed, the ho'achbor, the hatzav leminehu. Right, the choled, the achbar, and the tzav, three of them. The ha'anaka, the ha'koach, the ha'letah, the ha'chomet, the ha'tinshomes, eila ha'tmeim lochem b'chol ha'sheretz al-gehem b'hem b'mosim yitmah da'oret. Okay, these are tamei to you, and anybody who touches them when they're dead is tamei for a day's tumah, till he goes to the mikveh, what's it called, and the sun sets. So the Rabbanan learn that the last four are what's it called, that's where the pasuk goes on those four, elu hatzmeim lachem, that their or is not considered or, it's considered like basar. And their tamei, even the or is tamei. Okay, not just the basar, even the or is tamei, because the or is considered like basar. Okay. So, uksiv eile lemute hanach dekro kamo, hacholid v'achbor v'atzot. And it says, Eila, only these, mean only the ones in the pasuk that previous to that, but not the ones in the pasuk previous to that. So the Torah mentions three and five. So the three that are mentioned to begin with right? Those are what's it called? Not tamei. The or is not tamei. Those or is considered or, and the next five are considered. The or is considered like basar.
So why does Rashi say four?
What?
So why does Rashi say four?
I don't know. Pasuk says four and four.
Three and five.
Three and five, I mean.
Rashi says four. These four.
In a second. I don't know. It's only going on the, what's it called? Rashi doesn't mention Shemesh Bechlal. It's only going on the last pasuk, not the pasuk before that. Okay. But by Shabbos, I feel Rabbanim molded Yeshlem Or. It's Or Legabi Shabbos. It has the qualities of Or, what's Nogeya to Shabbos, but doesn't have the qualities of Or because of a special pasuk, Nogeya to Tumah. Samara says, Avalini Shabbos, I feel Rabbanim molded. Lini Shabbos Lepligay. Now the Gemara asks, you mean on by Shabbos they don't argue? Everybody holds that all the eight shrotzim have or in what's regarding Shabbos. But Tanya of a Brisa says not like that. Hatzod echad mishmona shrotzim ha'amurim b'Torah, right? A person who captures one of the eight shrotzim that the Torah says, and hachovel bohen, and after he captures it, wounds it. Chay, Divrei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So he's chayiv on all eight. If he wounds any of them, he's chayiv. The chachomim omrim ein or ella lemashon manu chachomim. The only ones that are considered or considered skin are the ones that the chachomim mentioned. Those last four, right? Or those last five, whatever. Okay. So it's only four of them. Okay. And the last four, the first three and Tinshemes? Okay. Okay. So the ones that the Chachamim mentioned, Rashi, Lamasha Monu Chachamim, Beshit Aschulin, the ones the Chachamim mentioned in Chulin, Elu Sha'olosev Kipsorim, these are the ones that the skin is considered like the flesh. Only those there have skin, are considered skin. Tamar says you can't, the brisa is for sure not okay. You have to do something with this brisa because that's the opposite. Adarabba, lamashimonu chachomim ein lohemor. The ones that chachomim mentioned specifically, right, those last four, right, are the ones that the or and the basar are the same, that the or doesn't have a din of or. So the ones that Chachamim mentioned specifically are the ones that don't have skin, not the ones that do have skin. So how can the Brisa say that? The Brisa is saying the opposite of what's the case. The Omer Abaya, Hochi Komer. Abaya, in order to explain this Brisa, said the following. Ein or cholok mi boser, el lamashalom monu Chachamim. Right? The ones that the Chachamim didn't mention, the other four, those are the ones that what's it called are the skin is what's it called is different than the basar. Okay, so you have to change the brisa along completely. Instead of saying the ones that the Chachamim mentioned, you have to change it to the ones the Chachamim didn't mention. Omer le Rava halamashimonu Chachamim komer. You can't go so far and say that the brisa, when it said the ones the Chachamim mentioned, meant the ones the Chachamim didn't mention. Right? No. You can't fix up a brisa by changing it completely, right? You can say that the Tana said something in a vague way, and this is what he meant. But you can't say he said the opposite, right? You can't fix up a brisa by saying that the brisa is totally wrong and it's meant the opposite thing. Elam or Rava. So Rava said you have to explain the brisa a different way. Hachikama. This is what the brisa means. Ein or metami kabosar ela lamashimonu chachomim. That or is not metame, like basar, right, only for those things that the Chachamim mentioned, right? That when is or matamika basar, right? By those things that the Chachamim mentioned. Those are the ones where the or and the basar are the same. But the other ones, the or and the basar are not the same. The or is separate. Michlal, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, hanechvamig, the lomanu Chachamim matamik, right? Lamaisa, that would imply that the other ones, Rabbi Yochanan, that's only according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would hold that the diuk are the opposite way. That even the ones the Chachamim didn't mention, right, they're metame the or like the baser. We know the opposite. The Haktani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer cheshrotzim yeshlem oros. The lo metame. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds just the opposite. All eight, right, the or is what's it called, not metame like baser. Right? So this brice is still impossible to understand. So omer of Adabar Masna, tritzachi. And explain it like this. The Chachamim hold, le'inyin tumah, ein or, le'mashemonu Chachamim. Right? Explain it like this. That le'gabi tumah, right, there's no or except for what the Chachamim mentioned. That's how the Chachamim say. Right? What the Chachamim mentioned, those specific shrotzim, right, they don't have or. But the other ones do have or. But it's only le'gabi tumah. So this price is not a problem, legabe, what's it called, legabe Shabbos. Because legabe Shabbos, it's not included. Rashi. V'omer Abba, l'mashem anu chachom, b'shchit v'skul, in elu shorosem kibsara, v'hov vadi m'shabesh tahi. You can't learn this price the way that it's written, literally, because it has to be a mistake here somewhere. Adarav, l'mashem anu chachom, main lemor. The ones that chachom mention are the ones that don't have skin, that their skin is like their flesh. To ha'orosem kibsarim kamer. To Amar Abaya, hachi kamer. Ein or cholak mi basar. Abaya said you have to read the braisa differently. That or and basar are not different. In other words, the or and the basar are the same. Ela la'osam dalet shalomonu chachomim. That applies to the ones the chachomim didn't mention. The ones they didn't mention, right, those are the ones that the or and the basar are the same. Choled va'achbar v'tzavet in shemes, aval ha'anoka ha'koach v'halatov v'achomet ein orin cholik b'psar. Those are the ones where the skin is different than the basar. And however, the other four, the anoka, the koach, and the latov, and the chomet, there the skin and the flesh are the same. The lohavi chabura, and there it's not a chabura, because since the or and the flesh are what's it called are the same, so there's no chabura. And I said, now that we've explained it like that, it's a kashan Rav. How could Rav say that Lagabi Shabbos, everybody agrees that all eight, Yerchayim by Chovel, here it seems we're talking about Shabbos, and the Chachamim are saying that only four of them have or Lagabi Shabbos, not the other four. Omer le Rava, v'holam mashemonu Chachamim komar. The lotoi Tana being monu l'loma onu. Can't say the Tana said one thing and the really meant something opposite. Ein or metame kabosar, v'hochi kamar. The Ka'omras Linyan Shabbos Yeshlehem or Avalinyan Tumah or Osem Kibsorim. Yisrabu Mehatmeim Ein or Metami Kibosor La'osan Arboshim Manu. So you have to say the Braisa means the following. That the Chachamim said, Lagabi Shabbos, all of them have or. Just the Inyan Tumah, those are the ones that the Chachamim mentioned, those are the ones that, what's it called, don't have or Lagabi Tumah. So the Maisa, the Mar says, if you can learn like that, Mechlad Rab Yochan and Bitmiya. The diuk over here would be, and according to Yochanan ben Nuri, no, even Lagabi Tuma, none of them, the or is Matami. Right? Lagabi Shabbos, this is sort of like this. Lagabi Shabbos, Rabbanan Hololo Mevor. Lagabi Tuma, only these have or. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues, and he holds, no, none of them have or. That's not true. Just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds all of them have or. Tritzachi, samin mibraisa ella. Take the word ella out of the braisa. V'tani ein or l'mashemonu chachomim. Not ella. But there's no or except for the ones that chachomim mentioned. Umiyu l'rav will take shape, but now it's not kashan rav. T'hachikam. This is the way we explain the braisa. L'inyin shavis modin l'cha, d'achobu ben chayim. The Rabbanan were saying to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we agree with you, l'gabi shavis, that it's enough or to make a womb. The ones that Chachamim mentioned, that or is not considered or legabi tumah, it's considered like basar. But legabi shabbos, we agree. So basically, this braisa can be fixed up to read like Rav. Okay. Vatanya. Now we're going to ask another question. Vatanya hatsod echad micheshrat sim amurim betorah. Person captured one of the eight shrotzim that the Torah mentions. Hachovul bahen chayiv. So if you wound any of them, you're chayiv. Bishrotzim sheishlem oros. But only the ones that have skin. The ezuhi chabura sheino choseris. And what is what's it called? So mashma that are ones that have skin and ones that don't have skin. Only the ones that have skin. If you're chovel in those, you're chayiv. And what's considered a chabola? A chabura sheino choseris. Where it won't go back into this circulatory system, like we spoke about yesterday. Nitzer hadam, afo pishol yoyotza. That's where you made a black and blue mark, where the blood came out, right? It was coagulated out of the system, right? And even though it didn't come out of the body, it remained under the skin, but it came out of the capillaries. So that's a chabura she'ena choseris. So that's the Tanakam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, cheshrotzim yesh lemoros. No, there's not some that have or and some that don't have or. All of them have or. All eight. So Omer Avashi. So now we have a machlokas between the Tanakama here and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanakama holds, and we're talking about Shabbos. We're not talking about Tumah. That some of them have or legabe Shabbos and some don't. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says they all have or. So it's the mashmat the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even legabe Shabbos, not like Rav. Om Rav Ashi, man Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, no. The Tanakam is not the Chachamim. The Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree that what's it called, that the psukim that say that the or of four of the shrotzen is not considered or, is only legabi tuma. It's a special halach legabi tuma. But it is or legabi Shabbos. That everybody agrees. Like Rav. So who's the Tanakam over here who says no, only some of them have or? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a third sheet to hear. The Ozul Basar Gishta. He doesn't learn from the Pasuk that the ore is like the boy. He holds that when it's thick skin, Gishta means thick. Thick skin, that is considered skin, both Lagabi Tuma and Lagabi Shabbos. Thin skin, not the Shabbos, not the Tuma. But he doesn't learn it from the Pasuk. That's Dafka by Tuma. He learns it from a Svara. That only the thick skin is considered skin. This man, where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, halatah tefulda. The latah is just like a weasel. In other words, its skin is thick enough to be considered like weasel skin, and that's for sure skin. Right? But the other ones that have very thin skin, those are the ones that, what's it called, are not oroseyem kibsarab, not legabi tuma, and not legabi Shabbos. So there is in Mandiyom Rehoz legabi Shabbos that there are certain of the shrotzim that don't have or, but it's not the chachamim. The Chachamim who learned it from a pasuk, it's only legabi tuma, not legabi Shabbos. Avo Rabbanan, the pligli of Rabbi Yochanan, linyan tuma, linyan Shabbos modilei. But the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yochanan Nuri only legabi tuma, but agree legabi Shabbos. So Mara says, Ihachi hai divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, divrei Rabbi Yochanan umachluk. So mivoyele, the fact that it says divrei, what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, legabi chovel, right, is not only Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. It's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chachamim. Not only Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. There's a three-way machlokas. Both Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chachamim hold like that. So it shouldn't just say Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Tani Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri v'machlokas. So echanami, that's what it means. It means Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, meaning not Rabbi Yehuda. And what's it called? You can read that into the Brisa too. That it's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and who he argues on. What's it called? One of the people he argues on also agrees with it. Okay, Rashi. The ones, the four that the Chachamim didn't mention, right, those are the ones that have skin, and the skin is different than the basar. Nitzer hadam, nesaf and nikshir b'mokom echad. It got collected and coagulated in one place. Shuvein ochozer v'nivah, it doesn't go back into the system after that. Man Tanakama, the Hachmas Nisa. Who's the Tanakama of this Brisa? The Omer Bishrotzim Sheishlem Oros, the Mashma, the Yeshmen, the Potter. The Mashma, that there's some that have skin, Legabe Shabbos, and some not. We're not talking about Tumor, we're talking about Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, that's not the Chachamim. When Rav said the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he only meant the Chachamim. But there is a sheet to Rabbi Yehuda who argues. Le'inyin Tuma lo yoleth me'ilat me'im. He doesn't learn that Oroseim Kibsarim, that the Or and the Bas are the same by four of them from the Pasuk. Elahu de Isle Gishta, Sha'oro Av, the Yeshlo Or Mamish, Eno Kibasar. He learns after the Metzias. There's some whose skin are so thick that it, you can't say that it's like their flesh. Those taka, both legabi tuma and legabi shabbos is considered or. The she'eno av, the ones that aren't thick-skinned, havi kabosar, those ones are like flesh. He doesn't learn it from a pasuk legabi tuma, he learns it from a svar, and therefore the svar applies equally to tuma and to shabbos. V'halatoa mishum de'ora av, mashvalei kechulda. The latoa, the lizard, has thick skin, and it's just like the skin of a mammal. De'or varota. Hilkach le'inin shabbos mami lav orhu. And therefore, what's it called? The ones that don't have orhu b'sholosh mehen anok v'koch v'chomet. Three of them, according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't have skin that's thick enough to be considered skin. That is the anoka, the koach, and the chomet. But the other ones, the other five, right, they do have thick skin. Aval rabbanan deha'or v'arotav, shimonu halatoa b'hachshar osem tipsaren. The rabbanan, however, argue in Rabbi Yehuda. They say four of them, the skin is considered like skin. Not only three. Alma de tamayu lav mishum or, v'lav or. They don't hold from this svara, right? Ela mishum derosh adekra. They just learn it from the pasuk. That the pasuk happens to say that these, the or, is like the basa. But not because it doesn't really have or, metzias-wise. Just that here, the or is considered like basa. But it's or. It's or that's considered like basa. Right? So there's an argument whether metzias-wise these things are considered skin or not. And the rabbanan hold, like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, they are considered skin. But that skin has a special pasuk to tell me that it's tameh just like basa. Linyan tumahu depligi, mishum kro. So the only machlokas is legabe tuma, because that's where the pasuk is. But legabe the metzias, they hold that that's also skin. Legabe Shabbos, then it's considered a wound. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, diktani b'hi braisa d'le'el le'inyan Shabbos. Kivin d'lo yiflugu rabbanan alei ela le'inyan tuma. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri machlukso mibayalei. Right? That braisa that says, that what's it called, le'inyan Shabbos, that this is the words of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Le'inyan Shabbos, it's the words of the Chachamim too. It's only got Tuma that there's a machlokas between them. So why does the Braisa say that this only goes according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri? It should say it goes according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and one of the other ones he argues on, the Chachamim too. So Mara says, Inachanami, you can read that into the Braisa. Okay. Bo mine Levi mi Rebbe. Levi asked a Shaila from Rebbe. Menayin lechabura she'ena chozeres. How do you know there's such a thing as a wound where the blood doesn't come out and it doesn't go back, it will never be go back into the system, and that's considered a chabura? Yechsiv, I have a pasuk that tells me there's such a thing as a chabura, right, a wound, right, when it's black and blue, it's not going to go back into the system. Hayafoch kushi oro, can a kushi, can a black man change his skin? The nomer chaburosov, right? And now the simple meaning of the pasuk is: on a leopard, can he change his spots? Samar says, "My chaburosov." What does that mean, chaburosov? Ilema dekoy rikmi rikmi. It's talking about a leopard, and it's talking about his spots. Hi, the nomer chaburosov. It shouldn't have said chaburosov. The spots of a leopard are called gavonov. Nomer gavona mi boyele. Right? You don't find that a leopard's spots are called chababura. Ela kikushi. But Ela might have to learn the pasuk like this, as Rashi learns, that nomer over here doesn't mean a leopard. It's all going back on the kushi. Right? Can a kushi change his skin? Just as much as a chabura, right, will be nomer, will be undone. Just like a kushi can't change his skin, a chabura, a wound, can't be undone. The word nomer comes like lo yomir, right? From the word lohamir means to change. Can't be changed. It won't be changed back. Ela kekushi. Ma oro de kushi ena chozeres. Af chabura ena chozeres. And the word chabura over here is not going. The pasuk still means the same thing. But it comes out that a wound can't ever go back. When you have a wound, the black and blue mark, it's not going to, the blood's not going to go back into the system. Right, so the pasuk means, can a kushi change his skin just as much as a chabura will never be changed? So it's not talking about lepers b'chlau. Rashi, menayin l'chabura shena chozeres, ulemelif tahida chozeres lav chaburahi. And if it will change, in other words, it'll go away, it's just redness, and it didn't come out of the capillaries, and it will go back, that's not called a chabura. Chabura is only where it won't go back. Kigon hanach de ein lehem or, right? Where they don't have skin, then mother shach. Either the blood comes out, or it'll go back into the system. Shenitzer bo adam chaburasu choseris lekadmusa. It'll go back to the way it was to begin with, as long as the blood didn't come out. Or even by a person who has skin, if you hit him only a little bit, so it makes a red mark, but doesn't make a black and blue mark. Where it's only red, what happens is the blood comes to the surface of the capillary. But the capillary is not broken. When you hit the guy hard, you broke some capillaries, the blood came out, and then it coagulated underneath his skin and made a black and blue mark. So, the nomer mamish omar kroa, nomer means a leopard, and it's talking about the leopard spots, right? Shehumen numer begavonim, that is, he has, very varied spots. It can't be, because the word for spots is gavonov, not chabuburosov. Ela kikushi. Behind numer, loshen tmura. The numer doesn't mean a leopard. Numer means, will it change? Right? Just like you're not allowed to be namer, change an animal that's kodesh, for an animal that's called, the word numer means to change. The loshen tmura hayafav kushi oro v'nomir chaburosov kolomar v'yomir chaburas oro lavs l'kamuso. Can a kushi change the color of his skin, or can he undo a wound? Both of them are possible. So yiskasha or v'makom amake. Right, it's impossible. If you have a wound, it's never going to go back. Just like the kushi is not going to be able to change his skin. Ushar shkotzim. Other shkotzim and ramoshim, right? If you capture them litzorech, then you're chayiv, and shalol litzorech is pater. Ha horgon chayiv. Mashma, if you kill them, you're chayiv. Only if you make a chabura are you pater, because they don't have skin. But if you kill them, you're chayiv. Mantana, who's the one who holds that if you kill a sheret, you're chayiv, right? That's also called netilas neshama. It has enough of a life to be considered killing. All shrotzim, even a kina, even a louse, right? If you kill it on Shabbos, like killing a camel. A camel's a big thing, so it doesn't make a difference. Small things, big things, they're all considered until it's neshama. In other words, there's no shear of neshama. Something living, animal life that's living, is considered killing if you kill it for Shabbos. Because I might think that maybe you learn from Eilim Ma'adamin, right? In the Mishkan, they didn't kill lice for the Mishkan. They killed real animals, mammals. So maybe that's the shear of life that you need to what's it called to be chay. Tamashla, no. Any life, life is life. Rashi. Gomel, Mishum, the Gadol who knocked it. Since a gomel is a big thing, so it mentioned it. Really should have said an ayah. Maskif law, Rabbi Yosef, ad kan lo pligi rabban leid Rabbi Lezer el avakina, de'ena par v'rova. Even the rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Lezer only argue by lice, because they don't reproduce. They are what's it called, made from sweat. Okay, they come from spontaneous generation, lice. So the rabbanan hold that you learn from that much, you learn from the elim ma'adamim, because elim ma'adamim come from reproduction. But things that don't come from reproduction, that life is not considered the same kind of life that was in the Mishkan. Avashar shkotzim remoshim, the parim v'ravim, but other shkotzim remoshim that do reproduce, right, they lay eggs, lo pligim, they don't argue. Ushneim lo lamdu elam me'elim me'elim. And they learned it from the Mishkan, from the fact that in the Mishkan they killed the rams with this for their skin. Rav Elazar saw her ke'elim. Rav Elazar says you have to compare it to elim. Ma elim sheish ban netilas neshama. Av kol sheish ban netilas neshama. The elim have life. You took away their life, so that's shochet. Same thing. Anything that has life and you take away the life is the same thing. Rabbanan saw her ke'elim. Rabbanan say no. You have to compare it more to elim. Not just that it has life, but where did the life come from? Ma elim departim b'ravin. They have life that comes from reproduction. So any life that comes from reproduction is chayiv on Shabbos. I've called the par of a rava, okay. But what's it called? But other shkotzim or ramashim, everybody holds that you kill them, right? As long as they reproduce, everybody holds that life is enough of a life. It doesn't have to be mamish like elim. It has to have life like elim. Any manner of life, any amount of life is enough. Omar le Abaya, the kina in par of a rava. You tell me that lice don't reproduce, in other words, they don't lay eggs. The Ha'amar Mar, Hayoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'zon, the Rabbanu Shalom sits, and he provides sustenance, Mikarni Re'emin, the Adbeit Sekinim. He sustains everything from the Karni Re'emin for the biggest animals till the smallest animals of Beit Sekinim, to the eggs of lice. Mashmah, lice have eggs. They have eggs, and it means that they reproduce. Where it says, Minahu Demikri Beit Sekinim. No, this doesn't mean the eggs of lice. There's a barrier called Beit Sekinim. That's its name. Right? It's not the eggs of a louse. It is a bria that's called Beit Sekinim. It has nothing to do with lice having eggs. And it's much like that, too. The Rabbanu Shem doesn't sustain the eggs. He sustains the creature. Right? Blatanya tfuye u beit sekinim, minahu, oh, what's it called? Aye, we have another place that mentions, what's it called? Beit, tfuye and beit sekinim, mashma also that it's the what's it called? The eggs of life. Where it says, no, minahu demikri beit sekinim, here are the same thing. It's not the eggs of life. It's a name of a creature called beit sekinim. Where it says, vahari parush, the par of a rava, the, what's it called? A parush. It's also some kind of, what's it called, not a lice, it's a tick or a flea. And it does reproduce. V'tanya hatzad parush b'shabbos. If you capture a parush on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Machayev, Rabbi Yeshua Poter, see that Rabbi Yeshua holds his Poter, right? So you see that it's possible, even if something does reproduce, l'chora, it doesn't have a din of life or whatever. Where's the right way going to ask on this? Amravashi, say the Ariga Koramas. What are you asking questions from capturing it to killing it? Two different halachas. Capturing has to do with, is it b'mino nitzod or not? Is it something that normally is captured or not? If it's normally captured, then it's kederech, then it's chayiv. It's not normally captured, not. The machlokas over here is parushim, the people capture fleas, right? People have flea circus or whatever. But do they, what's it called, capture fleas or not? So ad kan lo pligur of Elezer Vishuela de Mar Sover Dover Shein Bemino Nitzud Chayiv Mar Sover Potter. The machlokas by Tseda is this something that's normally is something that's not normally captured enough shalokaderech that it's potter, right? That's their machlokas. Avalinian harig afilu Rabbi Yeshua Moda, since it's part of a rava, if you kill a flea or chayiv, but a louse is not part of a rava. That's where what's it called? Rabbi Elezer holds that you're not chayiv. Right, because it's not part of a rabba. The Chachamim holds you're not chayiv. It's not part of a rabba. Rashi. Me'elim. Elim mo'adomim shenishkutu l'mlechas ha'mishkam b'shvil ha'roseyim. They needed the red hides of these rams to use for coverings of the Mishkan. So they killed it. V'omar mar v'shmaisa k'maisa m'zachas ha'vazora beit sekinim k'sol k'daita kinim k'tanim k'shi yotzim mi'beit sekinim. I think now that God sustains the eggs of Kinim. So obviously Kinim have eggs. Hatfuyim, Shiruts Hatfuyim, Ubeitse Kinim, Masnisari, Velo Yodana Hechatanya. Rashi, I don't know where this Brisa is, but there is a Brisa that speaks about what's it called, Shiruts Hatfuyim. Tfuyim is some kind of sheret. And Beitse Kinim, are Matame. So Mashmum Beitse Kinim means the eggs of Kinim. Where it says, no, over there also it's a different, it's a name of a creature. Hatsad parush, mimakum she'eno nitzot, va'omeit, right? Parushim, usually fleas, are under your skin, they're already captured, they're under your clothing. So Rashi says, if you capture from some place where it's not captured, kigon me'al gabi karka, but it's on your beged outside, so it can easily escape. But if it's on your skin, under your clothing, then it's already captured, like the bird that went under your clothing. So here it has to be, it's on the ground or whatever. Let's just speak a few seconds. We're not going to be able to finish this omelet. But what's it called? This idea of lice not reproducing. So today we know that lice do reproduce. You can see under a microscope that they have, we're not talking about the head lice, because those you can see the eggs very clearly. We're talking about a kind of lice that the eggs are not visible. So there, they didn't know that lice have eggs. It appeared like it comes, and that's what everybody held, right? Up until Pasteur and Rebbe, that made the, what's it called, experiments, and that was the end of the 1700s, I think, right, where they made experiments that the spontaneous generation isn't true. Things don't come from decaying matter. maggots don't come from decaying matter, but flies lay their eggs on the decaying matter, and that's where the maggots come from. And the lice come from eggs, not from sweat. Okay? There's no such thing as things that living things coming from non-living things. Okay? Even though today, that's also not true. Because scientists feel today that there are certain living things that come from non-living things, certain viruses that come, living things, and become alive from non-living things. So it's not a klal gadol anymore. There's no such thing as spontaneous generation. But the Chachamim said, here by lice, and they also say there's a kind of mouse that's made from the earth, that the earth turns into a mouse, and it comes directly from non-living things. And he says, you can go see. Today it looks like a mouse. Today it looks like a mouse, and yesterday half of it was earth and half of it was mouse. And it's created, it spontaneously comes from the earth. So today, lechara, science says that's not true. All these things look like they're coming from the earth or from the sweat or whatever, but you can take a microscope and look and see that there's eggs. So shaila is, does that change the halacha? Today we know that's not the case. So there is a Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Lampronti was an Italian gadol, wrote the first encyclopedia Talmudis, also in about end of the 1700s also. And he says that in a chanam, you have to be machmer on Shabbos and not kill lice anymore, because if the Chachamim would have known that it's part of a Rava, they also would have said it's awesome. So the halacha didn't change. We know the Metzias is different. They base the halacha on the Metzias, and when it comes to the Metzias, they could be wrong. That's what he says. Most poskim argue on that, and they say that, what's it called, that the Chachamim were talking about how it appears. The Torah was given according to the senses of human beings. That's how we have to deal with it. Even if we know absolutely it's not like that, but that's how it appears. That's the lo nitna Torah l'malachai asharis. There's no way without a microscope of knowing that lice reproduce, and therefore, for all practical purposes, how we see it, that's not the way it was in the Mishkan. It makes sense, too, because it has to be doma to the Mishkan. The Mishkan, you had things that you killed that you could see the reproduction. Things that you can't see the reproduction, it's impossible without an outside aid, is not like the Mishkan. So here it's even easier to learn that idea, because you don't have to come on to the idea that the Torah speaks the way people see things, right? To the point where we know it's not like that, and that's the way we see it, we go buster how we see it. Here it's different than that. Here it has to be doma to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, it was only things that you could see. Things you couldn't see, that was not the kind of things they killed. The only problem is, then the Gemara could have said that Beitzei Kinim means the eggs of Kinim, but they're not visible. The Rabban Shalom supports even them. If that's the pshat, then why did the Gemara have to answer Beitzei Kinim is the name of a bria? Could have said, no, Echanami, there is Beitzei Kinim, right? There are eggs of lice, but since we can't see them, right, therefore it's not doma to the Mishkan. There's no kasha, right? The Rabban Shalom supports even things we can't see. But what's it called? But there's not muchach anymore that it's a separate bria. There could be eggs of lice. If the Chachamim knew there were eggs, it's just that they're not visible, what's the kasha from the pasuk? It's kasha from the Gemara that the Chachamim didn't know there was such a thing as eggs of lice. They don't exist. Unless the pasuk wouldn't mention something that we can't see. The fact that the Rabban Shalom is amazing things that we can't see, the pasuk wouldn't talk about it. It's like, for us, it doesn't exist. So Lamaisa, it's a little bit of a kasha from the fact that the Gemara felt that mentioning eggs of lice is a problem. Because if the Chachom knew there were eggs of lice, what's the problem? Just Gabi Shabbos, different story. Doesn't work because they're not visible. But I don't know.
Maybe just that there's another type of lice that we don't have today, that we don't see today.
I don't know, it's a different kind of, there's all kinds of lice. There's all kinds of body lice. So some of these, one kind of this lice, the eggs are not visible. Not like headlights.
Well, maybe there is spontaneous generation of a type of lice that we don't have today.
So that's possible. That's also possible. Right? And again, even though science says that that's an impossibility today, they say it's not so impossible. There are things that could be like that. Beyond that, there's another possibility. And that is, Eino Chanami, it looks to us like lice reproduce. Okay? But Lamaisa, it's not like that. That's how it appears. Right? That's another possibility. The Chachamim saw nature from the Torah. And they saw it absolutely. We see nature by observation, and our senses could be mistaken. And therefore, there's no vados, right? There's no absolute way of knowing that what we see is really the way it is. In a chinami, it looks like that. There's no way, and there's a gemara in Psachim that says that, according to one shita, the way of explaining it. The gemara says the chachamim and the chachme yovan had a machlokas lagabi the stars. And the end was, the chachamim said, nirim divrem kid midvarenu. It appears like they say. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, his son, learned from there that the Chachamim, when it comes to scientific things, can be wrong. They themselves admit it. Enochanami, right, we had this Shita, but after we heard them, it appears not going to be like them, we agreed to them. So they bring Raya from there that when it comes to scientific things, the Chachamim weren't talking Torah, they were talking the Metzias. They could be wrong in the Metzias. If the Metzias is wrong, the Halacha changes. Not because the Halacha is different, because the Halacha was based that this is the case, this is the fact. If that's not the fact, then the halacha changes. Not the halacha changed, the fact changed. The Shita Bekubetzis and Ksubas says a completely different shot over there. It says the Chachamim said, we're right, but it looks like you. We can't prove it because to the senses it looks like you're saying. Nirim divreim midvareinu. But we know we're right because we're not looking at observation. We know it from the Torah. We know that this is the way it is. Right? Absolutely. Enochinami. The way it appears is the way they say. There's no way of seeing it differently. But the truth is not like that. There's two different shitas. Lemaisa, it would seem that if you held like the Rambam or the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, that's legitimate. And if you held like the Shita Mekubetzis, there's two possible ways. And Rav Eliyoshev seems to say that since it's been Mekubal, more like the Shita Mekubetzis Shita, that the Chachamim can't be wrong when it comes to scientific things, that holding the other way today is apikursis. But there are many not like that, that Sham Shofar Hirsch held like that, and others, that that there's two legitimate, shitas, and it's, you can't be machriya between them. If somebody wants to believe this way, can believe that way, somebody wants to believe this way, neither one is apikursis. But that seems to be many poskim. It seems from Eliyoshev, I didn't see it in writing, I heard it from somebody, that's what he holds. Those shitas have been nitche, and if, even though the Rambam held it, he could hold it, but anybody else holds that today, like the Rambam, is an apikoros. And there are different opinions of what the person holds. If Chachom can be wrong when it comes to scientific things.